Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Bo Wolf, on a busy Wednesday as the Eagles get back to work and get ready for the Indianapolis Colts on Monday night. A lot of questions, Bo, about this football team.
That's right, Dave, and especially along the offensive line where the Eagles made a couple moves on Tuesday, signing veteran guard Wade Smith and also promoting Kevin Graff from the practice squad, the result of putting Alan Barbee on injured reserve and putting Evan Mathis on injured reserve, designated to return. He can come back in Week 10 against the Carolina Panthers. But for now, we don't know exactly what this Eagles offensive line is going to look like as they look to protect Nick Foles a little better than they did in Week 1.
Yeah, it's a lot going on and an early stage of the season, so let's get you caught up with everything about the Eagles. We go out to Chris McPherson on the practice field. Chris, take it away.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. The Eagles revamped their offensive line in wake of the injuries to Alan Barber and Evan Mathis. How will the new offensive line look this Monday night against Indianapolis? In the training session on Wednesday, Dennis Kelly worked in a left guard and Andrew Gardner was in a right tackle, but as offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur said, all active players have to be ready.
Well, I think we're better here than most places I've been because we get so many reps in practice in our training sessions that the guys that are going to fill in, just like the guys that did on Sunday, have a better opportunity to do so. But anybody that's active can start. So that's the way we're going to take it.
Two members from the draft class of 2012 are on center stage this Monday night in Nick Foles and quarterback Andrew Luck of the Indianapolis Colts. Now, both of these quarterbacks hail from the state of Texas, and they also have a healthy amount of respect for one another.
We just met. Andrew's a good friend of mine. He's a great player, great guy. I think a lot of him. You guys know him just like I do, and he played well on the college level. Had a lot of success, and he's continued to do that in the NFL. It doesn't surprise me because of the kind of person he is. So it'll be fun to go against him once again.
The other key injury was incurred by linebacker Najee Good, who is done for the season with a pec injury. Defensive coordinator Bill Davis and linebacker D'Amico Ryans expressed confidence in backups Emmanuel Acho and Casey Matthews.
Yeah, I think Acho step in and be fine. We've got complete confidence in Casey and Emmanuel, and it's their turn to step up. They both played in the league for a while now. It's not like they're rookies and don't know what's coming at them. So we're okay. The next guys will step up.
Of course, in any situation in this league, it's next man has to step up. So, Casey steps in and Acho is brought up. So, we still have, two guys behind us who've been here, who understand the scheme.
The Eagles' up-tempo offense will be on full display on the Lucas Oil Field turf. It's definitely a concern for Indianapolis.
I think you can watch any tape and you can see it. You go all the way back last year, and all the games. And, their second year in the system and everybody's on the same page. Communication's better. Execution's better across the board. I mean, it's extremely difficult. It's going to be a huge undertaking, huge challenge.
A lot of respect for Chip Kelly. I know, going to school at Stanford, obviously, what has become, I think, a very good rivalry in large part because of him and what we did at Stanford. So a lot of respect for him. What he does, I think, is very inventive and really good football. And so it'll be fun to play against them again.
The Eagles are back on the practice fields on Thursday as they prepare for Monday Night Showdown. For more here on Eagles 360, let's send it back to the studio with Dave and Bo.
Well, yet again, the Eagles reaching into that Houston Texans seemingly endless pool of talent, bringing in Wade Smith, a former Pro Bowl player. Bo, getting a chance to know a little bit about Wade Smith.
That's right. Well, Lance Zierlein of TheSidelineView.com covers the Texans down in Houston. He's also an offensive line aficionado. We'll talk to him after the break here on Eagles 360 about what Wade Smith brings to the Eagles and also Andrew Gardner, who may be starting this week.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apple, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
Welcome back to Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf, and of course, with the Eagles bringing in veteran offensive lineman Wade Smith yesterday, formerly of the Houston Texans and a bunch of other teams, we figured who better to bring in than the man who knows offensive line play, Houston Texans offensive line play especially, and also this Eagles scheme. And so we bring in Lance Zierlein of TheSidelineView.com. And Lance, tell us what we need to know about Wade Smith and how he fits in with this Eagles offense.
Well, I think he's, you know, he would have been a better fit 3 years ago if Chip were actually still, if Chip were at Philadelphia and you could dial back Wade from 3 years ago, it would have been a much different scenario. I started to see Wade trail off a couple of years ago, and then last year I didn't think he was the same player. But what you're going to get is a guy who understands zone blocking, not always great on the cut blocking in terms of his aim point. I noticed that that kind of started to trail off a little bit. But he's a pro. He knows what he's supposed to do. He gets to the spots, pretty good in movement, and a guy that I think he's really, I think it's worth noting that Dwayne Brown, who's one of the best left tackles in football, kind of a wild child when he came into the league, and he said that Wade Smith single-handedly, you know, turned him into a pro, that Wade is a great locker room guy. But more importantly for the Eagles, I think he can be serviceable right now with their running scheme. They're less reliant over there on, you know, guys getting blocks every single time as opposed to the scheme, which I think is really more conducive to getting the space needed for LeSean McCoy. So I think Wade will function better there than he would, let's say, in Washington.
So at 33 years old, obviously, he is, you know, a bit in decline. He was released by the Seahawks leading up to their roster cutdown. Do you think he's still got the movement necessary for this offense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? Does he have the movement to be a guy that you're going to bank on for the next 3 to 4 years as a starting guard? Is he Evan Mathis? No, he's not. But I think that, you know, I think he can work and function inside of that offense, and he can be functional. So, yeah, I think the answer is simply he can be functional. Look, if this were a guy who's a starting guard in the NFL, he'd be on a team right now. He's not on a team, so what you see is what you get. But for Chip's offense and the way that they utilize that stretch and then come back with the inside zone stuff, I think Wade's just fine. I think he'll be serviceable there.
Now, while the Eagles aren't expecting Wade Smith to come in and start necessarily, obviously this offensive line is a bit in flux now, and it looks like all indications are that Andrew Gardner is going to be the guy at right tackle this week. Stepped in and played last week, and he's a guy you know from his time in Houston as well. What do you make of Andrew Gardner?
Well, I can tell you that's going to be a problem. I don't think Andrew Gardner, I know he's not a starting right tackle, and nor is he playing that position normally, but for me, Andrew Gardner is a guy who is there's really not a lot of things that you point to and you say, boy, that's a plus area for Andrew Gardner. I think he is someone who has been well coached. He worked with John Benton from the Houston Texans, who's now with the Miami Dolphins, who did a great job, obviously, with the Dolphins last week. So from a technical standpoint, he'll be sound. I just think from a talent standpoint, there's going to be issues. So it's going to be up to Chip and that offense to get rid of the ball quickly and always have an understanding that there's going to need to be some help there on the right side whenever they can.
Have you had a chance to watch the Eagles last week against the Jaguars and how the offensive line performed with all those guys going in at different spots?
No, I wish I could say I have. It's on my list. I've got 3 games left, and that's the last game of the day. So, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to take a look at the Eagles, but that's something I'm going to do today.
All right, last question, Lance. You did have a chance to check out the Washington Redskins up close and personal against that Texans team. What should the Eagles expect from one of their division foes?
Very tough defensive line. I can tell you this, man. They bring the funk up front. Chris Baker was a very tough Hatcher. Baker, these are guys who are going to give some issues to the interior of the Eagles, and it's important that you know, you get them on the move. I think a lot of stretch plays, a lot of getting wide and getting these guys tired. RG3 was a mess. Just isn't looking down the field at all. Is having a real difficulty with getting rid of the ball quickly. And the running game looked good.
RG3 is a mess. That's the headline we're going to pull out from that. Lance Zierlein on the Redskins. Lance, tell us how Eagles fans and everybody else can follow all the analysis that you bring to the table.
Yeah, just check out the sidelineview.com. We're going to have grades on offensive linemen. We've got three guys, including former offensive lineman Greg Cook, who's writing for us this year, and we're going to analyze different players and grade players from week to week. And we've got a lot of great college football information, and we're going to follow the NFL draft as the season rolls along, so we'll be much more in-depth with that.
All right, well, Lance Zierlein from the Sideline View gives us a few moments to talk Texans and Redskins. Thanks so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. Enter the code at the bottom of the receipt at swoopinandwin.com. You'll be entered to win one of several prizes, including Eagles season tickets, Eagles autographed merchandise, and Acme gift cards. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you back to Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. Time now to turn it over to our Cover 2 segment. Shil Kapadia, PhillyMag.com, and Les Bowen of the Philadelphia Daily News talking about the Eagles at 1-0 going on the road to primetime.
Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, pleased to be joined by Shil Kapadia from Birds 24/7 and Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Daily News. And we're going to delve into the hottest topics facing the Philadelphia Eagles as they prepare for their Monday night showdown. And first and foremost, we have to start with the offensive line, having to make a number of adjustments with Evan Mathis going on IR designated for return. They lost Alan Barber for the season. Matt Tobin, his status is still up in the air with the ankle injury. Shil, good offensive performance in week one, but are you concerned long-term about the offensive line?
Sure, yeah, there's got to be concern. When you look at last year and all the starters starting all 16 games, it really was a key to the season and that offensive explosion they had in Chip Kelly's first year. So now they got to mix and match a little bit. Some backups that have been here, they obviously signed a guy in Wade Smith, but it's going to be a challenge for Chip Kelly, Jeff Stoutland, and the entire offense.
I was going to say, they were able to pull together in the second half, have a Mulkey guard who never played there. Gardner went from guard to tackle. Do you think they can kind of right the ship here quickly?
You know, I think Jeff Stoutland is a really good offensive line coach, and I think, you know, obviously their second offensive line group played really well in the preseason, and I think they will be able to patch things together in a okay sort of way. The thing that we're looking at, though, is we know now that we're going to have, like, long-term instability. You've got Lane Johnson coming back in 4 weeks. You have Evan Mathis coming back in November. You know, there's never going to be it'll be really interesting to see what the final permutation of this line is And if more guys get hurt or what happens here, it just seems like sometimes when you get into one of these cycles, it just never ends. We saw that 2 years ago.
Yeah, especially after last year, they had the same group for all 17 games, including the playoffs. Let's go to quarterback Nick Foles. If you look at the final stat line, pretty good, but obviously had a shaky first half. Shield, do you think it's just getting that bad first half out of the way for the year, or is there something that might be coming to fruition here down the line?
He has these little funks here and there going back to last year. We all remember the Cowboys game. I don't think this was Foles' best game by any means, but, you know, we saw last year. He had a horrible game against Dallas and bounced back against Oakland. So I'm not going to say it's a long-term thing. I think it's just as likely he comes out Monday night against the Colts and plays real well. But he has been prone to these little funks, whether it's a quarter, a half here and there, and that goes back to last year.
7 touchdowns then, Les? For Nick on Monday
night?
Well,
you know, he missed a week before he did the 7 touchdowns.
Yes.
So I don't know if that analogy is perfect. But I was concerned, and I'm somebody who has defended Nick in various forums and really been kind of, yes, he is the guy, you know, just give him time. But I saw a lot of things that I couldn't account for, and I'm really interested to get his take on exactly what he was seeing there. Because this whole business with the decision-making has become, since late last season, has become a thing. You know, and he has to get that fixed. I mean, there's just no other way around it. I mean, you just can't. You were really lucky you were playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, you could have been down 40-0 at halftime against another team. And I don't begrudge him, you know, the fact that he did get it together and play well in the second half, but This can't happen.
Monday night, Eagles-Colts prime time. Another member of that 2012 draft class, and Andrew Luck, going to start quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. A much tougher test for the defense. Les, do you think that the Eagles are up to the challenge?
Yeah, I really think the defense is up to the challenge. I don't think the Colts have a great offensive line. I don't think Luck has great weapons. In that Sunday night game that I saw, you know, frankly, his receivers looked very ordinary against a good defense. But still, you know, I like the Eagles' defense against the Colts' offense.
Shill, your take.
Yeah, I agree with Les. We think of the Colts and we think of Andrew Luck, and he's only 24 years old. But as Philly.com's Jimmy Kemsky pointed out, fourth oldest roster in the NFL. I don't think they've done a very good job of surrounding him with talent on the offensive or the defensive side of the ball there. Without Robert Mathis, I take a look at that rest of the defense. I mean, I don't see a lot of guys who strike fear into your heart. So it's good when you're looking at the Eagles with a banged-up offensive line. You're not facing an elite defense, really a top-10 defense. I kind of like their chances Monday night as well.
So it's going to be tough in the dome. You know, that part of it, especially with a patchwork offensive line, you know, you're going to have to get through that. But overall, talent-wise, I'll take the Eagles.
Hopefully the Eagles' communication system will be able to help them in that dome atmosphere. For Les Bowen and Shield Kapati, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us here in our Cover 2 segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, Dave, one of the more pleasant surprises in Week 1, I thought at least, was the play of Brandon Graham, who not only played that Trent Cole position, but also that Jack position behind Connor Barwin, showing his versatility. I think we've seen him take big steps forward in the second year in the scheme.
Yeah, a former first-round draft pick, Bo, who, you know, really wasn't even guaranteed a roster spot at all coming into this 2014 preseason. He stepped up in Week 1, and he feels very good about where he is in this Eagles defense. When we return to Eagles 360, a sit-down with linebacker Brandon Graham.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm. Gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles.
With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare. So can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles linebacker Brandon Graham, coming off a terrific performance against Jacksonville and a great preseason. This is a lot of improvement you've made in a year's time in this defense, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm just excited. You know, the first game went well. I mean, we actually got the win, and that's all that mattered to me.
I understand that. But still, people looking at you and saying, hey, can you make this transition from defensive end to linebacker? And everybody's always scrutinizing every minute of the day. You played both sides. You were in the backfield. You were an impact player.
Hey, and the biggest thing is I'm in shape. You know, I'm doing whatever the coaches want me to do. And I know I'm making mistakes out there sometimes, but I mean, I'm just happy to make the plays that I did make.
What gives you more of a thrill at this point in your career? Reaching the quarterback on a sack, or like you did several times on Sunday, stuffing a running back, playing in the backfield, making the penetration in the run game?
Well, number one is the sack, man. I mean, that's your ultimate goal as an outside linebacker. You know, you want to get to the quarterback, but definitely the last game I was happy to be able to stick Gerhardt a couple times.
Brandon, what are the responsibilities that you have now? If you can kind of break it down for the layman football fan, it's not just rushing the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You got to do everything, don't you?
Yeah, it's just pretty much like, you know, you got 50-50 run. Sometimes it's you got to go drop back, especially on third down. You want to be able to pin it back and go get the quarterback, but sometimes one side might have to drop and be in pass coverage and the other side will be able to rush. So you just never know. You hope that they call your side to rush.
Where do you think you've improved the most in the last 12 months?
You know, the biggest thing was for me was my technique in the pass game, being able to reroute guys, stop moving around, and you know, I gotta get reroutes and you know, jam the receiver. Like, I'm the biggest guy out there, so really they gotta go through me first. I gotta stop bouncing around, moving and inviting them to one side, you know, instead of just standing right there. I think my technique got a lot better.
There were times I saw you line up in the slot, and I guess it was maybe a tight end or a running back that you were against. And that's the hard part, because these guys are quick and you got to get up and get on them, right?
You got to stop their feet, you know, because the quicker you stop their feet, the more time you give the rushers to get back there.
Right. Brandon, it's Monday night in Indianapolis. It is the national stage. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy playing on Monday Night Football?
Oh, yeah. Prime time, baby. Yeah. I mean, is it two games?
It's Monday here, Monday against the Colts.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm saying, is it two games that day, like how it was yesterday?
No, just one game.
You're the only
game.
The Eagles
are the only game in town.
Oh, man, well, I love, you know, just that prime time thing, and everybody's watching, you know, and that's the day to step it up if you're going to step it up.
Last one, how are you feeling about the defense as a whole? Group came together, beautiful game against the Jags to start it off.
Yeah, I mean, when you got a leader like D'Amico, I mean, that guy right there, he just, as soon as we got to the halftime, he wasn't calling nobody out. He just said, hey, y'all, we not having fun out there.
Yeah.
You know, we go in practice, we have fun, why we can't do it out here? And I challenge y'all to go out here and have fun, and that's what we did.
Well, you look like you're having fun.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Brandon Graham, well done. Keep it going, man.
Thank you.
Brandon Graham in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Great rates for great rides. Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
Oh,
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Time to take a quick look at the Indianapolis Colts behind enemy lines. Just a little tease for you here. Obviously, the topic always is Andrew Luck. That's where it starts in Indianapolis, and for good reason. Mike Chappell from WRTV talks a little bit about the franchise quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts.
He's just got that ability to never give up, find a way. He's tough to bring down the pocket. He's that it factor with the winner type of thing. And as long as he's on the field, again, it was as bad as they looked in the first half. With 2 minutes to play, they've got the ball, and a lot of us thought they were going to push this game into overtime.
We'll have that entire interview for you tomorrow on Eagles 360 right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure you tune in every day here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the latest on the Eagles and an injury situation, Bo, that is just not going away, and a whole lot of cloudiness as to who's going to play where on Monday night.
Absolutely. All eyes, I think, on Andrew Gardner, maybe Dennis Kelly, and all these other guys in the mix as they try to protect Nick Foles once again.
A big one for the Eagles. Prime time on Monday. We'll get you there on time and cover it throughout the entire game. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.